Susie 103.4. And I was saying earlier on that we're going to have a chat about the homeless, and it's not about individual people, it's about the complete charity being made homeless. And I'm joined in the studio by the lovely Alex Lewer from Include.org. Hello, Alex.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Neil. Thank you very much for allowing us to bombard you in the studio today.
It's fine. It's lovely to have you with us. Now, you got in touch with us simply because your current landlord, we put it that way, yeah, has decided that you can't be at their location anymore, and you've got to actually move. So you're homeless again.
Yeah.
And venues, of course.
Fourth venue coming up we need to find, and it's not that easy sometimes.
Yeah, places are quite expensive these days, aren't they? And
yeah.
And of course, there's shops which are being converted into flats and all sorts of things. But you need a little bit of space, really, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So this is for the Include Choir. So Include's a local charity that promotes awareness of communication difficulty, and one of the services that we run, the one that we're most well known for, I think, is the Include Choir, which is a signing choir for people with and without learning disabilities or other disabilities. And so we've picked up a bit since the lockdown. We carried on during lockdown. We were a virtual choir for a while, which was a weird thing that I never thought I'd have to do. And since we've started up again face to face, people have been coming back. We're still very mindful, of course, of infection rates and all of that. So we do need a reasonably large venue, because our membership does include people who do have additional health needs. And so we're always looking for something that will house at least sort of 80 people, so that we can space the 40-50 that we've got out reasonably well. And because people have disabilities, we also need disabled access, car parking, and somewhere for refreshments, because as you may have seen on the back of our shirts, sometimes we have cake, and it's very important.
I can remember the symbol for cake.
Hey, very good. That was the last time I was sat here.
That was well and truly jammed into me. It's been a privilege to be part of the Include Choir as your ambassador over the many years now, and during lockdown, as you said, more interesting, because everything went online, it was virtual, and we exchanged videos for the birthdays. Yes. And birthday mentions for members as well, which was really, really good. I must point out that Alex has got her two young lads with her, Ewan and Leon, in the studio, and they've got their books out and they're reading as well, asking mummy for things.
Good.
Being very, very good. But it's a difficult thing trying to rehome a project like yours, because you do need a little space. You're looking for ideally for a small hall somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we don't. We've been in a school which has been amazing. They've been absolutely lovely, but we don't normally stop over the half terms, and so that has a little bit of an impact. So I think we are looking sort of for a church or a community hall. I mean, we've got wonderful supporters in the churches, but they're very busy themselves, and as you say, we try and keep our membership costs down extremely low, because a lot of our members don't have a great deal of income. But that means, of course, that we're then reliant on grant funding, which has been quite tricky to come by itself. So, yeah, we do struggle at the full rates, and the full rates tend to be sort of around sort of over £100 for one single session, which is a lot more than the income that we bring in. So anybody who might have a hall, a church, a community hall, a large space where we could set up, it does need Wi-Fi, because we're now a virtual and a physical choir, which is mind-boggling, to be honest. But we do have members joining us from a little bit further afield, and those members who are still vulnerable. So we're looking for a place with Wi-Fi to set up our projector, where we can house at least 50 people comfortably and safely, and as say, provide refreshments and be accessible for toileting.
I came along and visited you a little while ago. Yeah. in one of your locations, and it was wonderful. So you were having a big filming session the night, and it was going out streaming, and it's lovely to talk with the members of the choir there. We hadn't seen each other for such a long time, and just share thoughts and memories and
yeah,
enjoy it, and then go online and have the same conversations again with those people at home who wanted to catch up because they still weren't able to come out and
exactly
be part of the physical choir.
Yeah, it's been an amazing thing, and it's meant we've had to kind of grow our staff team and our volunteer team. We have a small staff team, but we are very part-time, so we're really reliant on our amazing volunteers. But we've had to kind of extend their skill set to the technical as well as the physical.
And I think we should mention at this point, of course, the whole team has won a Queen's Platinum Jubilee Award.
That's right, yeah. Queen's Award for volunteering this year in the Platinum Jubilee year, which is amazing. We are having an event later on this year, providing we can find a venue. And, yeah, we'll be celebrating just an amazing recognition of the achievements that the volunteers have received.
And that was wonderful to find out, because the last time we actually spoke on the radio was the Jubilee beacon lighting in Reigate's Priory Park, where you had graciously agreed to sign the national anthem.
Oh, it was good fun. I enjoyed that evening. It was singing with the Reigate and Red Hill Choral Society, who were beautiful. And just being part with the piper and everything, it was just such a brilliant event. I was really, really delighted to be there.
It's little things like that that make it worthwhile, and being part and being asked to do it. All right, it's Makaton signing, it's not British Sign Language, slight differences.
There is, yeah, and it's the word order's different, and it's designed to support people who struggle with understanding because of cognitive reasons rather than understanding because of hearing reasons. But a lot of the vocabulary is the same as BSL, so hopefully it does still raise awareness of the need for inclusive communication in all its forms. That's what we hope, anyway.
Absolutely. Well, let's hope that this little radio interview today can find a church hall or a church or a school or school hall, even a sports hall somewhere that you can go along with disabled access. You need ramp access into there, somewhere to park the minibuses that come along to drop the people off who need to be able to use their wheelchairs to get in and out of the buildings.
That's right.
And also, just some tea and coffee and a disabled facility is what's required.
Yeah, exactly. And we know there's lots out there, and sometimes the budget's a little bit beyond our reach. We are fundraising. We'll be taking part in Run Reigate this year. We'll be there for the first time with a staff team and a volunteer team running the 5K and the 10K. So we're looking to raise funds, but we do need somewhere from September to sort of fill a gap if we can.
Well, let's hope. If any of our listeners out there want to get in touch, it's include.org. You need to look them up, get hold of Alex Lua, and she responds to everything that comes into include.org religiously, so please, you know, feel free to touch base or even give me a shout here at the radio station, and I will of course pass those messages on to Alex. Now we got her boys in the studio. If I could ask Ewan and Liam to come over here, come this side,
say hello, you rustly individuals.
Hello, what's your name?
Ewan.
Hey, hello, Ewan. And this must be, what's your name?
Leon.
Leon. Now, Ewan, I've got a big request to ask of you here. Because, see this big silver button? See that silver button? Can you push that once?